you have to play it.
Yes, if you got it. If they're not going to go on. What do you say? It's up to you.
I like a lot of electric instruments.
Well, what about non-electric? What about just nothing involved in that
anymore? You know, organ, bass.
What about the? What about some of the older stuff? Just till we can hope it stops.
Yes.
Very hard. I haven't any. I haven't done any of those things in so long.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't involve any girls or anything. You know.
The parents of Jeffrey Presock, please come to the information booth.
Yeah. Kathy Fernandez and John or Ben Riley, will either of you or both of you make some arrangements at the information booth to meet John Miller and Mary Freundlich? Now, you're supposed to do this at 11:30. They may still be there. If they're not, that's Kathy Fernandez for John Miller and John or Ben Riley for Mary Freundlich. Can you leave a note as to when you might meet them? To the stage immediately? Yeah. Nick Prince, will you come to the stage immediately? And Bruce Cook to the stage door. This is important. Thank you.
Nancy Melka, please go to the information booth and meet Sam Stowell. Bill Walters, meet Larry Wilson at the first aid. There's one thing that you all can help us with. I know the rain's a hassle. There is a problem that can get a little heavy. We're all here and there are more people who've joined us, more people than any of us ever thought were possible. And in the area up to my right, off the stage right, and anywhere you are, there are water pipes. Buried not terribly deeply. They may be moved up. They may be opened up. Please be careful of those pipes. They are our water supply, yours and mine. If you see a broken pipe or if you accidentally break one, please record it, report it to the security people. Debbie Scott, please phone your family. 516-546-0755. Debbie Scott. Call collect, please. It's getting fairly heavy. If those of you who decide to move up into the woods, please do so slowly. Please don't go back. Let's move slowly to the side. Remember, there are people there. We'll take our time.
Checking four. What's the decision, man?
Larry Williams, your wife, Wendy, please meet her at the left of the stage. She needs your help. That probably means over here. David Phillips, meet Susan at the information booth. Please bring her traveling bag. D. Leo, please return to site information. Someone in the family is sick. This is one thing that I was going to wait a while before we talked about, but maybe we'll talk about it now so you can think about it, because we all have to make some kind of plans for ourselves. It's a free concert from now on. That doesn't mean that anything goes. What that means is we're going to put the music up here for free. What it means is that the people who are backing this thing, who put up the money for it, are going to take a bit of a bath, a big bath. That's no hype, that's truth. They're going to get hurt. But what it means is that these people who put this thing here have it in their heads, and it's worth being grateful for, that your welfare and their welfare is a hell of a lot more important, and the music is, than a dollar. Now, let's face a situation. We've had thousands and thousands of people come here today. Many, many more than we knew or even dreamt or thought would be possible. We're going to need each other to help each other to work this out, because we're taxing the systems that we have set up. We're going to be bringing the food in. But the one major thing you have to remember tonight, when you go back up into the woods to go to sleep, or if you stay here, is that the man next to you is your brother. And you damn well better treat each other that way, because if they don't, then we blow the whole thing. But we've got it right there.